AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and it is 9:30 on your Thursday morning. Time for K1 Car Talk. Brad Dungis over the other microphone from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you doing today?
It's a great day in the neighborhood, you know?
It's beautiful, yeah.
We got, all kinds of things going on.
And it is a busy time of year.
Noon chamber forum with our legislative team, and then, at least for me, a quick drive to Nowata after that's done to go hear Senator Lankford at 2.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know he was there.
Yeah, he'll be there from 2 to 3 at the library with the forum. And then, let's see, we got all things coming up, like Sunfest this weekend.
Yeah. Then the baseball game got moved to tonight. I guess it's still going to happen tonight, hopefully.
The only reason I think that they moved it from yesterday was just it wasn't raining, obviously, but the field was just still a little wet.
So. Yeah, it's hard right now. It's been awfully wet on the fields. My boys have been doing soccer tryouts and stuff, and it's a mess out there.
I do like the fact that we have a traditional grass stadium, but it does make you more dependent on the weather.
You know, it's looking great, though. By the stadium the other day, and it looks just awesome. The school taking care of it has really helped the stadium, and I think everything's looking good down there. Should be a great season from what I kick it off tonight, hopefully at 6 o'clock with a doubleheader.
Looking forward to that. And, of course, that just adds one more year to the longest-running sponsorship of a sports team.
In the world, as I recognized by the Guinness Record book. Yep. That was a few years ago. One of our employees had this idea that, maybe it is. Let's send it to them and see. They kept it all secret. A plaque and recognized this as the longest corporate sponsor of a sports team in the world, which is pretty amazing for our little baseball team here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
It is. I mean, when you think of all those sponsorships of professional teams, just all those.
Well, and famous and higher profile ones. Heck, right here in town. I mean, the 66ers.
Exactly.
And the great heritage of corporate sponsorship of sports teams. And I know that my grandfather, that was really important to him. That we've talked about that before a lot last month in the anniversary month. But the truth is that was really important to him. And especially working with kids this age, these guys are right at the end of their high school careers, most of them, many of them, and some of them play several years on the team if they're very talented. But it's a real galvanizing part of the last few years of their high school career and sending them off into the big world where they may or may not play baseball anymore, but they've learned a lot from it.
I still see posts from people who are former team members, remembering 10 years ago. They'll post a picture of their uniform or whatever.
I hear it all the time from customers. I mean, that's one of the other things that works in our business is we try to touch people in the community and we hope they'll reciprocate and give us an opportunity when they're in the market for a vehicle. That's really important to earn that opportunity. That's really all we ask for is a shot and a chance to earn your business every day. That's really important. I do have a couple season passes I want to give later in the show. So we talked a little bit about baseball. Sometime in the last 10 minutes or so, be listening, and we'll give away a couple of the season passes for the Warriors, Braves, and Indians. You can go to all the home games all year, a couple of those passes, a $25 value each, so $50 in passes. We'll give those away later in the show.
Don't call me yet because I won't answer the phone.
We'll answer it. We'll announce it later. So I'm just giving you a fair warning, and then we'll do it on like the third caller or something. I'll get it about 10 till or something.
Okay, so, but again, stay with us. We'll tell you when to call and what caller will be our lucky caller. But it is great to see the team out there again getting set for it. And I don't know, I know we have one plan, but I don't have the date in mind as far as what date is our. The boss is in with that night at the ballpark.
That's the next home game, I think.
I think, yes. And scheduling is a problem between their schedule and our schedule and everybody's schedule, as you well know, Brad.
Yeah, it's tough.
But we're going to have our night at the ballpark on the 13th versus Ponca City. First, there's a doubleheader, and we'll do that first game. And it's always a big night for us, and we look forward to that.
Yeah, well, that's it.
We were just actually discussing that this morning because we'd set the date last week and then talking about what all we're going to do and different things like that. But, this is a great time of the year for us, too. We love Indian baseball.
Yes.
It's hard to break old habits, Brad, what we used to have to call them, But anyway, we just love doing those games. And you know, as it is, it's been a long time thing with your family, but
also with the radio
station. That's what I'm saying. Between the radio station and the town and the Dungis family, this has been a long, long time relationship.
You guys deserve credit for what you do for local sports there. I mean, and I know, you know, there's, you see it in communities like Tulsa where it's obvious, where, you know, big programs and, you know, Jenks and Union are great, and they have lots of resources, and Bartlesville's different, but we don't have our own media really, other than you guys.
That's, of course,
a local paper, and you know. But the focus that the local media puts on our youth,
I mean,
is amazing, and it does help a lot with stuff like our sponsorship, with bringing value to the team, and recognizing those kids, giving them that moment in the spotlight.
And you know, Dungis Ford has been long, tied to that team when your grandfather first started it. And so it's really exciting. So this is always a good time of the year, and we just love the Wingin, Fourth of July.
I mean that is an exciting
time. And so anyway,
we got a game tonight, and then the next game is the home game is on June 13th, and then we'll have one, the schedule is June 15th, June 20th, and then some games in July, starting with the Wingin tournament.
But the thing is, schedule changes take place with them all the time. They'll add some games, and they normally do.
But you can get the schedule on the Bartlesville Radio website.
That's right. Where
I looked at it this morning.
Got it, and it's actually a PDF, so you can print it. Isn't that right, Charlie?
Yep, that's right.
I printed it out right here.
Anyway, but, you know, not only, just mention this real quick, Brad and Dungis Ford and Toyota is our sponsor of Country Showdown also, and we had the preliminaries.
Yep.
This Saturday is our first semifinalist up in Dewey, but next Thursday, 1 week from tonight, will be the one at Dungis at the showroom.
That's right. So a week from tonight, 4 to 7 p.m. Toyota showroom, we're having our round of the Dungis K-Rig Country Showdown.
And Dungis is the title sponsor.
Name sponsor, yeah.
Yep, that's it. And so we're excited about that thing, and it's been very well received, and it will end up in Pawhuska at the Cavalcade, which last year they said this is unbelievable. They had four times the crowd they normally have.
Wow.
And we had all the performers up there. Of course, a lot of their families were there to see that of the final three contestants. But it was exciting, even though it was about 100 and something degrees, but it was fine.
So, and at this point, we've selected the 15 contestants, I guess. And the
first five will be
this Saturday
up in Dewey
at the Heritage Theater.
Heritage Theater. It was
a
Hava Cafe, Heritage Theater, and they have their own stage and all that. And then next Thursday will be a second five at Dungis. And then the third one is at Whiskey Bent, and I'm not sure the date.
I want to say the 21st, but
Mozart's in between there.
Right.
So anyway, have that, and we'll have our three finalists then that go on over to the Cavalcade.
Excellent.
So anyway. This will
be a lot of fun.
And thank you,
Brad,
for your
sponsorship.
Come check it out
if you're interested in that, folks.
Your involvement in this, because I'm telling you, we're not going to do it without it. That's just the way it is. And people have really...
Well, we like it. It's another one of those things which seems to, you know, it's not just kids, but there are lots of young, talented people that have tried out for this. And if you come to see one of these semifinal, I guess they are, things, you'll see some really talented people.
I'm telling you, there was a guy, and he's one of them, Rusty. I don't know Rusty's last name. I thought he was George Strait. I'm telling you, this guy sounds and looks like George Strait up there. So anyway, I'm not sure if he's at Dungis or this week, wherever, but we'll know. But anyway, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, thank you.
And I got to tell you, my wife, she drives an Avalon.
Right.
And Brad, and all of them, I said, man, you really ought to put your wife in one of these Toyotas. And, nope, not going to buy a Toyota. Never going to buy a Toyota. They finally talk to me. I'm telling you, that's the best car she's ever had.
Yeah, they're great.
That is a great car.
They really are awesome.
It rides good. It drives good. It just, we've had nothing.
There's no issues. They're very comfortable. They're great. Great technology.
I gotta tell you, it's a wonderful car.
I mean, they're wonderful. Grand Yours gets pretty good fuel economy, too, doesn't it?
It is actually, you had this... Which I'm not one of the tree hunters, you know.
I know that.
But
still, you like to save a little money, don't you?
I got to tell you, it's a hybrid.
Right.
I got to tell you, we get 40, 45 miles a gallon in that thing, and it's a full-size car.
Yeah.
It's a full-size car. And yeah. And really, there's been no issues. It just starts and runs. And
well, that's
it,
great
it
testimony.
It really is an amazing car.
That's great.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's as luxurious of a car as any of the luxury.
Yeah. No, it really is.
It really is.
I got to tell you. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about Toyota. I mean, people know Lexus is the Toyota luxury brand, but certainly at the high level of all the Toyota product lines, the Avalon is one, you know, the Tundra, Sequoia, Land Cruiser, even Highlander, RAV4, you know, all those vehicles at the highest
it's
trim
the
level,
Land Cruiser.
You're getting really close to the Lexus product. They may look a little different. There's some different bells and whistles, but the truth is you can get really close to it and save thousands of dollars.
And
I don't get your service done in Bartlesville.
And I don't have to go anywhere else to get the service and drive an hour and wait around and all. Don't have to do it. It's right here. But the other thing, too, is, you know, they're just, I got to tell you, I got another body problem because we were the best body customer out there for a while when my kids were growing up. But now I got others, but we got issues. But anyway, I had to get that done.
We don't need to go there.
Yeah, we got to get that fixed. But I got to tell you, I just want to tell you, it's a wonderful car. And the biggest thing of all, I got to tell you, I hate buying cars because of one reason. It's just the hassle of getting the thing done. There was no hassle. We just went in, signed something, and walked out.
Well, it's a process, and you know, we talk about that all the time, all the different things that go on in a car deal. It sounds so simple, I'm going to go buy a car, and then the car itself is this technological marvel with all these bells and features and things that it have to be explained and teach people how to do it, really. And then, you know, then there's lots of regulation and things that have to be done, especially if you're financing a vehicle. So these things just happen.
And, it does.
But we do try to make it simple and fast. We've kind of named that, too. We call it our VIP appointment.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe you were one of the test runs on that.
I don't know about that.
Our idea there is, of course, we like to know you're coming. But if we know you're coming, we can be ready. We can have the car ready. We can get some of the legwork done beforehand. We can get,
paperwork.
Paperwork. I mean, people don't think about it. But if we know you're coming, if we know your name, you know, that your address is accurate, we can get all that into the system, get it on the paperwork. Collecting information and getting it onto the forms, it takes a lot of time. And, you know, so we get that stuff ready. We know what you're interested in. We can have it pulled up. You know, if it's hot or cold or raining, we can have it close to the vehicle, warmed up, ready for you to go, or cooled off, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity for us to really speed up the process, to make it something that you're going to be amazed at how fast it goes.
So anyway, I just wanted to compliment y'all on that.
Thank you, Kevin.
And talking us into that. Or
we did.
Showing us that. You know, saying, you know what, just try this. If you don't like it, bring it back.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what they said. Just bring it on back.
Of course.
Anyway, of course, Charlie loves that Ford. But anyway, thank you, Brad. Appreciate everything.
Thank you, Kevin.
Started off with the Mercury. I did move away one time in the 80s and bought something that was not a Ford Motor Company product, but came right back. So
Loyalty is one of those things in our business and in life. You know, people like to associate with brands, and you know, whether it's a college football team or whatever, you know, that group association is powerful. And you know, I'm loyal to our brands certainly, and you know, that is one of those things. I know a lot of people are loyal to the brands and used to what they're used to dealing with. But, you know, I'd encourage you to take a look at what we've got. The Fords and Toyotas are among the best vehicles made today, and they have great technology. And we do have a really great team of people out there. I think that's really what separates us. You know, you can get Fords and Toyotas at a lot of different places, but we try to focus on our people and our processes to really, like we were talking with the VIP appointment, to really make it an experience that's going to be different and special for you.
And I know you're constantly looking for new ideas and what makes the buying experience special for a customer. Some of the ideas, I have no doubt, are born out of ideas that a customer mentioned to you somewhere along the line.
I mean, most of it comes from customers, and or, you know, you might, at one point it might seem like a complaint. I mean, they're telling you, giving you feedback on what it is, you know, and the, you know, things like our 995 oil change. I mean, let's face it, 15, 16 years ago when I came to Bartlesville from our store in Tulsa, our oil changes were regularly $29.95 on price. It really did take quite a long time to get an oil change done. We weren't set up to do oil changes. We kind of had to stop a tech from working on a car and say, here, we want you to change the oil in this car right now. And of course, he didn't want to do that. He was in the middle of a big job. Today, we're set up to do oil changes. We've got about 8 guys in the Ford store. There's 2 to 4 guys in the Toyota store. That's pretty much all they do are maintenance items. They do oil changes, tire rotations, brakes, batteries, some filters, wiper blades, stuff like that. Just stuff that can be done real quickly. If they find something that more serious, you know, a lot of times that's going to go to a different technician. But that allows us to process those oil changes really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's allowed us to get the efficiency we need to lower the price on the oil change. So, I mean, the truth is, by doing more, we buy cheaper, we can lower the price. It is a price leader, the 995 oil change, of course. We want to earn your business and say, wow, look at that. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
But the truth is, we know that isn't going to keep you coming back. So we got to keep making it better. We got to continually drive that experience of the oil change, the time it takes, the appointments we've talked about now, mm-hmm. that we do really set appointments. Of course, you know, our Ford Quick Lane is one of the brand tenets of that is no appointment necessary. And a lot of people want to deal with us that way. They don't want to have a set time. They just want to be able to come in when it's convenient to them. But for other people, it's better just to know, I'm going to be there at 1:20 this afternoon, and I'll be out of there in an hour or so.
Do you find, because people are coming in for the 995 oil change and that entire checklist of items that you do, that you inspect as you go, that you find fewer major repairs because people are coming in regularly?
There's to some degree that is true. I mean, we'd love to do those inspections and have them come out green all the way. I mean, that is a perfect inspection. In fact, that's what you want, is to give people those. We know if you find something wrong every time, then you're not, you know, that it's not going to be perceived well.
Yeah, but
that,
I mean,
you know, the value is in maintaining the vehicle, right? And mm-hmm. identifying those problems before they come serious. And you've got to do that inspection. And what the big issue I see right now is, you know, there's a lot of people out there in the business that really focus on time. And time is important in an oil change. But, you know, if it's being done and you know, we can do the oil change part of it in about 20 minutes. That's about the physical limitations of that. You might be able to get a little faster with a team. But the truth is, to do the inspection, if we rotate tires, which should be done on basically the same interval, if not more often, if you have synthetic oil,
mm-hmm.
You're going to need probably 45 minutes to an hour to complete your service. So I hear all the time from people who come in and we tell them it'll be an hour, hour and a half, and they say, well, that's too long. I mean, understand, folks, to do the full job, that's really what it's going to take. It's about an hour. We need to allow for that time so we can do the full inspection and have time to take care of your filter or wiper blade or a battery or some issue there. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's no issue, a lot of times it'll be done quicker than that, probably in 30 to 40 minutes. And usually that's what we do.
Yeah.
And on our appointments, that's pretty much the setup we're going to go by. We got to move the vehicle around, get it staged, start the process of the repair order. Then it gets moved into the bay and lifted up on the lift. They drain the oil. They do their processes. You know, there's just plenty to do. It takes time.
It does take time. And but it's a matter getting the customer that assurance that you've topped off all the fluids. That, by the way, because we're rotating the tires, you got to actually look at the brakes
can explain what's going on with the brakes if you're experiencing something different there. I mean, our advisors and the technicians are really experienced at that. They're trained all the time on how these things work, and it's important to us to be able to be the experts for you there, and not just somebody who can do an oil change really fast. Yeah. Somebody who can do it and make give you confidence in the quality of your vehicle going forward.
Oh, and by the way, when you look at the odometer, and I don't know the mileage and rules, and it really doesn't matter for what you and I are talking about, there are certain things that the vehicle manufacturer says ought to be done at the number. And it's an opportunity to remind the vehicle owner that either you're due, can we do it today, or schedule you back in next week to get it done, or next time you come in, maybe we need to do something with the brakes or something like that, too.
Yeah, well, that's what doing the continual inspection process by having the service history in our dealership, we're going to be able to anticipate those needs, give you a little warning, you know, in a service or two, we're going to have a major interval, it'll cost a little bit more, and we can go over what that would be, and if there's any other choices to make on that time, basically depending on how you use the vehicle. Some people have different maintenance needs depending on how they drive and such.
Yeah. Well, you did mention somewhere around 10 till.
10 till, and we're getting there. So if you want to get your fingers ready, if you're interested in 2016 season pass to watch the American Legion baseball teams in Bartlesville. This is the Warriors, Braves, and Indians, all three teams. You can get into any of the home games. The schedules.
Now, does that include tournaments like the Wingit?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
No, yeah. This would just be the regular season home games. I've got a couple of these passes that we'll give away today to the third caller. If you want to go ahead and call in, hopefully the front desk is paying attention. You just tell them you want to talk to Charlie.
That's right. And I think somebody's already calling in, so let me give the number real quick. 918-336-1400 is the same number we use for consumer calls and the Christmas giveaway and everything
else.
Yeah.
You know, there is a lot of other stuff going on this weekend, folks. At the farmer's market this Saturday is, again, from 8 to 11. Sunfest starts Friday night. Pioneer Days up in Caney is going on Friday. The Dewey Antique Show is Saturday. On Saturday, too, at the Price Tower, there's a great show opening called Peanuts Naturally. I think people are really going to like
this. Starts at 10 o'clock Saturday morning.
That's right. And it is going to be incredible. I was in there the other day as they were setting it up, and the Peanuts stuff is so cool. If you've got kids and you're or if you were a kid and you grew up with Snoopy, you need to come check this out.
Well, Snoopy started in 1950, so the majority of our listening audience knew grew up with Snoopy.
Right,
I got my third caller, and I heard a wow as I was telling that they were the third caller, so let me get them on the air. You're on the air with Brad, and congratulations, you're our winner.
Yeah, thanks.
Great, congratulations. Thank you for calling and listening to the show.
Yeah, I do all the time.
So we can get at least your first name so I can say, you know, who won. And, of course, first of all, let me tell you, you can pick up your passes here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. And that way you can check out the listing for the games. But who am I talking to?
Connie.
Hi, Connie. Well, thank you
Connie.
Much. Look, have you had the opportunity to try the 995 oil change?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And it's you sound like you're a baseball fan.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
What do you like about going to the ballpark?
Just getting out and doing something.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Well, listen, we also want to invite you to our night at the ballpark. With or without a pass, you get in free.
Yeah.
The night that will be coming on Thursday, and the 13th, I believe it is. And we'll hope to see you out there, and it's going to be fun.
It will be. And appreciate your listening and calling, and that's great. Thank you. Okay. Congratulations.
Connie, I'm going to talk to you just a moment or so off the air while Brad continues to fill us in on some things. But again, thanks for being our third caller, and congratulations to Connie.
Yeah. So I was going through a few of the things, and we were talking about the Peanuts show. That is starting Saturday, 10 in the morning, at the Price Tower. Go check it out and maybe have lunch in there. The lunches at Price Tower are awesome, and what a great value these days. So if you haven't been down there, check that out. Also coming up, of course, right around the corner is the Hot Street Party, Friday, June 10th. The Young Professionals will be down there again, as usual, with a few of our vehicles for you to look at, just relax and inspect. Great entertainment, lots of fun for the kids and the kids zone early in the evening, and then the band will start about 9 o'clock on Friday, June 10th. And then the next day, Saturday, June 11th, OK Mozart kicks off, and like Charlie mentioned, we've got the K1 night at the ballpark then right after that, June 13th.
I was busy with Connie, so I don't know if you mentioned it or not, Brad, but I think Snoopy will be riding the shuttle back and forth from the Price Tower to Sunfest.
That's right. I had not mentioned that. I forgot about the shuttle. That's a good thing to mention. If you're going out to Sunfest, a way to get easy access, maybe check out the Snoopy show too.
On Saturday.
They'll give you a ride to, you can park downtown, park at the tower, and they'll give you a ride to Sunfest, and they'll have a regular shuttle going back and forth.
They're going to aim for a half-hour schedule so that every, you know, pick you up, be back at the same place a half-hour later. So.
Yeah. No, it's a pretty cool idea, and heck, I bet they'd even take you to the tower to look at Peanuts and then back to Sunfest so that you could, if you were parked out there.
Either way, they want you to see the two attractions that are going on this weekend in Bartlesville.
That's the main
thing. Start at Sunfest, go to the tower, or start at the tower and go to Sunfest.
As a volunteer for the tower, I think it's so important that we just get people inside the Price Tower. You really don't appreciate how cool it is and what a neat place it is until you get in there and you go have lunch in the restaurant or go see a show like this Peanut show. It's a really special place. It's their only one in the world, and it's right here in Bartlesville. It's been nominated as a World Heritage Site. It's one of those things that we drive by every day and kind of take for granted. I can kind of look
out the window right here and see most of it out the window.
It's beautiful, but it's kind of quirky. And if you don't know what's going on in there, you need to go check it out.
What goes on in that place? I was talking with DeShane earlier this week, and she has just really had fun getting this show set up.
Well, the staff is so awesome down there, and we've been through a little change in leadership with Scott Ambler becoming our director recently, and everybody's just stepped up, and DeShane and the rest of the team down there are doing great. And I think, like I mentioned, the hotel, restaurant are doing outstanding. Are getting better and better service and food out, and just high quality stuff, great value. If you haven't seen the rooms, you need to come do a tour and check out one of the hotel rooms. We've added the hotel rooms to the tours lately. I don't know why they weren't on there before, that's another thing. If you did a tour before and you haven't seen a room and you want to go down there, come check it out again.
Well, and it sounds a little strange to go take a hotel room night in the community you live, but
I've done it.
it just would be neat to say, I stayed at a Frank Lloyd Wright hotel,
and it's just very, the rooms are really special, and they're different than anywhere else you've ever been. There's no other hotel room like it, because there's no room like it in the world. This is a unique building. We were at a board meeting last week, and I was asked who stayed in a room or who's even been in a room. About half of the board hadn't even been in a hotel room. So we know we got to fix that. We'll get everybody what it's about.
Well, again, that's going to be fun, and I frequently hear it from performers at the community center that they stayed at the Price Tower, and they talk about how nice it is. So
that's cool.
Yeah. What's new on? There's some airbag recalls in the news. You can check the Ford website to see if you're on there.
You're going to keep hearing about this, folks. If you haven't figured it out yet, these things are everywhere. I can't even tell you exactly where it starts and finishes. Until recently, all we knew is they were in some cars, lots of cars.
Mm-hmm.
We knew they were in the Hondas first. They're in a lot of cars. Yeah. They are, as it was reported recently, they're in some new cars still being manufactured. These things are not going to explode on you. These are things that in certain conditions, over time, in high humidity, and then we're talking very high humidity and over an extended length of time, these things can degrade to the point where there could be a problem.
I checked the listing this morning. Most of what I saw were like 2006 to 2011 cars, but I may not have looked.
And this is what's happening, is that the recalls are going to happen on the older vehicles first, because that's where the danger is. And so they're working through the entire spectrum of all the vehicles, and they can't, the manufacturers and Takata and other suppliers have to coordinate that.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking millions of vehicles. So don't panic. Relax. If your vehicle has been recalled, you need to get to your dealer and see if they have the access to the parts and can get it in. You'll get a letter from the manufacturer. Mm-hmm. That'll be the key that it's time. If you have any questions, call your dealer, any brand. We have information, and we'll be happy to talk to you about it. Sometimes it will get to you quicker through the media than it gets to us, so be patient. The Ford recalls announced yesterday are still trickling down to us in detail.
Well, that's one of the things you check during a 995 oil change.
We do. We definitely check.
Come in for a 995 oil change, I'll check it out.
We check it out, definitely.
Okay. Well, Brad, again, DungeonsChoice.com, and I will look forward to seeing you either somewhere between the Price Tower and Sunfest this weekend.
That's right. We'll be around.
Okay. Thanks.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.